每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
6月16日，属灵的看见。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。诗篇119篇18节。一些人怀疑圣经的真理，因为他们不愿意把自己无法成就的事归于神。如果你对圣经的启示有任何的不确定，请回归圣经，认真研读，以一个一辈子盯着泥潭，如今第一次面对大海景色的人的眼光来看。或许你现在才开始看到神无限的能力，或许你现在才开始认识真实的神。如果神就是耶稣所称的，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他，我们就无需质疑属灵的事，无需质疑神对世人的主权，也无需质疑他对圣经作者的启示。一旦你知道神是谁以及神的本质，就明白为什么一切都井然有序。让我们一同祷告。天父，当我读圣经的时候，求你开我的眼睛，使我看到你那奇妙的爱和荣耀。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
June 16th, look deeply. Open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. Psalm 119, verse 18.Some who doubt that the Bible is the true word of God doubt it because they are unwilling to ascribe to God anything they cannot themselves achieve. If you have any uncertainty about the inspiration of the Bible, go back and look at it again. Look at it in light of a person who has been staring at a mud puddle all his life and who is confronted for the first time by a view of the ocean. Perhaps...You are only now catching your first glimpse of God's unlimited power. Perhaps you are only now beginning to understand Him for what He actually is. For if God is the Spirit that Jesus declared Him to be, there is no problem of providence. There is no problem of His sovereignty in the affairs of men. There is no problem of His inspiration of the men who wrote the Bible.Everything fits into place once you understand who and what God really is. Let us pray. My Father and my God, as I read the scriptures each day, you open my eyes to more of the glories of your wondrous love.Jesus' name.